up on this episode of DL Weekly, the villas at the Disneyland Hotel have debuted, along with some new merch, a new nighttime show premieres.
Cast members get some cool Disney 100 swag, a new Legacy lightsaber preview, we talk about our upcoming trip, and more. DL Weekly starts now.
Well, hello there. Welcome to our unbirthday party. For your safety, please be sure to stay listening with your hands, arms, feet, and ears inside the podcast. And please, do give Peg and Teresa easier trivia questions. Well, it seems DL Weekly is about to begin. Have a most wonderful time. Perhaps tea time.
Hello and welcome to this episode of DL Weekly for the week of October 4th, 2023. I'm Teresa Urban.
And I'm Tag Bushman. We would like to thank all the current weekly tiers, including Kristen M., Eric J., Molly R., and Amanda C. for supporting the show. Without your support, DL Weekly would not be possible. Your support ensures that the podcast will continue and that we can make it to the parks more often. Like we're coming up here in this next weekend.
Like this weekend!
Yeah. And we can bring you the latest news and information from the parks.
Not excited at all, by the way.
You would like to become an official weekly tier, head on over to dlweekly.net/support to sign up.
Well, it's that time again for our friend Eric over at Concierge to catch us up on other Disney news.
Hello, everyone. This is Eric Johnson with Concierge, and welcome to the D180. While Teg and Teresa cover all things Disneyland, in the D180 we take a spin around the rest of the Disney universe and we do it in 180 seconds. Let's jump right in. We start our adventure this week in Walt Disney World, where my favorite mode of transportation is expanding another step back to its former glory. The Blue Route connecting the Contemporary Resort, the Wilderness Lodge, and the Fort Wilderness Campground via water reopens on October 1st. This isn't the most exciting update for all guests, but I did say it's my favorite Walt Disney World mode of transport. Much is made of the treats at the Oogie Boogie Bash and Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween parties, but there are plenty of other treats scattered around the rest of the resort hotels and the other three theme parks at Walt Disney World. All through the month of October, look for unique and tasty cookies, candies, and cakes no matter where you're spending your day. Try Disney's Hollywood Studios for one. A meal at Woody's Lunchbox wouldn't be complete without a pastry tart packed with pumpkin pie filling. And if you don't care for the candy corn garnish, just, pick them off. Milk chocolate tarts with orange curd, snickerdoodle cookies with pumpkin spice, and fudge cupcakes topped with a cookie tombstone sound like a rich way to spend an afternoon. Wash one of those fellas down with some frozen apple cider, with or without alcohol, to keep you going on those warm October Florida days. You may trip up on a lion-in-waiting at Restaurantosaurus and Pizzafari in Disney's Animal Kingdom. The Scar Cupcakes feature that sly lion emerging from flames of white chocolate atop a blood-red velvet cupcake with toasted marshmallow filling. A visit to Epcot could net you a chocolate waffle with icing at the Connections Cafe, or maybe a white chocolate mousse in a decidedly batty costume, complete with wings at Sunshine Seasons. I suppose there's some sort of big festival happening there now, but these new holiday additions sound like they're worth the trip, too. Let's visit a few different hotel resorts to round out our tour of sugary delight. Anybody visiting the Magic Kingdom can hop a monorail or a boat, or just walk to the Contemporary Resort for their Haunted Mansion Eclair. Caramel apple mousse filling, chocolate caramel ganache, edible print of the Haunted Mansion wallpaper on top. It looks good and probably tastes great. The resort on the other side of the lagoon also wants to show off with several treats. For an overload of cute, try the cake pop dipped in green chocolate made to look like Mike Wazowski. A graham cracker tart shell might not be too spooky overall, but fill it with chocolate mousse and top it with a swirl of toasted marshmallow sculpted to look like a ghost, and you're on to something here. The Grand Floridian also features a beautiful-looking chocolate cauldron filled with apple spice cake and topped with apple mousse in the shape of a shiny, not-so-poisoned apple. I suppose we could hit that middle resort, too. The Pineapple Lanai at the Polynesian is changing out one of their Dole Whip offerings for something a bit more seasonal. I feel like I am in for basking on the beach with a pumpkin spice soft serve. Call me basic if you want, but apparently Colorado consumes more pumpkin spice than any other state. For the purposes of this ad break, you probably need to know that I live in Colorado. And that's 180 seconds. I hope you enjoyed our quick spin around the rest of the Disney universe. If you'd like to learn more about these Disney adventures or just have a few questions, please come on over. Visit the social media and websites of both DL Weekly and us, their official travel planners, Consi Ears. We look forward to planning something special for you and yours. I'm Eric Johnson, and this has been your D180.
Well, thanks, Eric.
Now let's get to the news.
Well, the villas at the Disneyland Hotel opened this past weekend. This is the 16th Disney Vacation Club property to open. The new tower has 12 stories and 344 themed rooms. The rooms are highly themed to Disney animation, and they are gorgeous. The new Discovery Tower joins the other three towers at the Disneyland Hotel, named after Fantasy, Adventure, and Frontier.
So they're really pushing this hard, because I feel like we've heard more about this than we've ever heard about any Disney Vacation Club thing ever.
Well, do you think it's just more on our radar because it's Disneyland specific, or you know what I mean, or are they just hyping this one more? I guess I don't know. I've never followed closely along, but I've been very curious about this one. A, because it's at Disneyland. B, because it's at the Disneyland Hotel, which I love. And C, the theming on these, ever since they released the concept art, I've just been like scraping my jaw up from the floor.
Beautiful. They've got some cool stuff. There's this giant mural that's inside, the lobby, I think, mm-hmm. that has a bunch of different characters from different, which we talked about before. Yeah. There was some concept art of this. The room tours, our friend Philander on Instagram posted some room tours.
And the Disneylanders.
And I don't follow him.
Oh,
because I don't look at our main account. I should. But yeah, these rooms look great. They do add a little bit of whimsy, but still kind of classy, if you will. Like, they're not, like, sometimes you can take theming and it kind of becomes like, I don't know what the right word I'm looking for is.
Cookie cutter.
But it becomes like maybe like over the top or doesn't feel like fancy, especially for something that costs as much as it does to spend in one of the nights in these things. But this is like done in a very classy way. Mm-hmm. And of course, things like the pool area and stuff all looks amazing. The only thing that makes me sad about this is this kind of makes me wish that they would, I know this is going to sound like heresy to some people, tear down one building at a time of the rest of the Disneyland Hotel and build it to look like this. Like,
or at least,
it's so cool.
I know that they just repainted them. I wish they would have, I wish the new tower color scheme was reflected in what they painted the old towers in. I don't really like the blue, I don't know. I should probably hold off judgment because we can go see it in person this weekend, but I'm having a hard time thinking about what this new tower looks like compared to the other. Like, I feel like the old towers might look a little drab now.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because these have bright colors, like bright yellows, mm-hmm. and bright, you know, just a whole palette of bright colors.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in this one shot, there's this, you know, picture of the tower, and then off to the side is that kind of drab blue tower. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't look as jarring in person.
So I'm just curious. I'm really curious. The other thing too, I just need to mention this because I spotted this online and it got me to thinking. Do you think there's some foreshadowing, or it was intentional, or has nothing to do with it? But our previous towers, as we mentioned, were Fantasy, Adventure, and Frontier, named
right
after the different lands.
Sure.
This is the Discovery Tower.
So what, you think they're going to rename Tomorrowland Discoveryland?
I'm curious that, I mean, Tomorrow Towers kind of doesn't flow off the tongue quite the same way. Discovery Tower sounds much more exciting and interesting. Yeah. So maybe it has nothing to do with anything, but it's just interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we're due for a Tomorrowland revamp. So.
Wow. Well, if they're going to spend $60 billion, maybe Tomorrowland's on the thing.
This is like some, this could potentially be some tiny little breadcrumb, or it could be absolutely nothing.
Well, speaking of the villas opening.
Oh, I thought you'd say what, breadcrumbs?
With the debut of the Discovery Disney Vacation Club Tower, there is also some accompanying new merchandise. Shirts, ears, magnets, pins, and more are available with simple, multicolored designs that are reminiscent of kind of the color scheme of the new tower.
I love it. I love it.
Are you getting a pair of these ears or anything?
I'm telling you, this tower is like making me want to become a DVC member, which is just so wrong to just want to become a Disney Vacation Club member because of a new property. But I'm just so excited. Like, I shouldn't be excited about this tower.
I think you're their target audience.
I shouldn't be excited about this tower because it does not affect me. I'm not a DVC member, but man, it's making me want to become a DVC member. Because it's just beautiful.
Just buy a shirt. Just buy a shirt.
It's beautiful.
So what do you think of these designs?
They're not as pretty as the rooms. They're fun. I love the colors. I love the retro feel to it.
Mm-hmm. The ears.
I love everything about it. The ears are nice.
Would you buy these ears?
If I were a DVC member, I would buy these ears. I feel like an imposter if I buy them now.
It's a lot cheaper than a DVC.
It's a lot cheaper than a DVC membership, that's for sure. But like, look at the little detail on the back of the ear, the little stars and in the silver. It's just, they're so well done.
Yeah, this pin is pretty cool. Like, it's a Villa's pin that has a, what is it? Oh, the grand opening even, like a little flag that hangs below it. There's a magnet that looks pretty good. Of course, there's a tumbler.
Fun.
A ringer tee.
The thing that I'm also really excited about, that like merch wise, is I'm really drawn to the lug bags. It's the print, it's the color.
Down further, what's a lug bag?
Right there, the Lug's the brand.
Oh,
I just really like,
is that because you lug it around?
Sure. I don't know, it's the colors, the color scheme, and the print is doing it for me.
They look durable. And it'd be comfortable maybe to carry around. It's big. You can put a lot of stuff in this one. The inside even has the nice
lots
little Villa
pockets.
Stuff. Yeah. There's a lug purse.
I know.
So which one do you like better, the bag or the purse?
I like them both. Probably
the
bag.
Oh, goodness. I don't know why I even asked. I should have just known that you would have liked to do either of them.
Yep. Very, very exciting. So congrats to DVC and to all of the DVC members on your beautiful new place to stay. Amazing.
We are live streaming the recording of this episode tonight, and we have a chat going. And there was a couple of comments that I just wanted to talk about quick. So one of our people in the chat said that you could borrow DVC points and stay. You can. There's rental places and stuff that you can go look at online. There's a ton of resale places that you could like buy for like a week, which is kind of like borrowing.
And I'm not sure if they're still doing this, but you at least could have made reservations to stay in the new DVC tower at the Disneyland Hotel without being a DVC member. They did have it open so that us normal park goers.
Well, that's a good sales tactic because you love the room and then you'll become a DVC member.
They would have hooked me. They would have been like,
you know, maybe when we go, we don't go in. Maybe we just look at the outside.
Ma'am, where do we sign you up? I was tempted on the Disney cruise when there was specific DVC only cruises. I'm like, that sounds amazing.
You are, Disney loves you. You are their target audience for these things.
I definitely am. I just want to live and breathe Disney. It's fine. It's fine. Well, speaking of, a new nighttime entertainment option has debuted to fill a small part of the gap that's been left by a Fantasmic Being Dark. The Heartbeat of New Orleans, a living mural, is a shorter show that makes up for it by performing multiple times each evening. For exact show times, of course, check the Disneyland app.
I am actually very excited to see this because I was scrolling Instagram and I saw like their little promo thing for this. And I was like, wow, the art looks really amazing. They've got all the stuff kind of like Fantasmic where they've got the fountains and the projections and great music. And so I'm really excited to see this when we're there. And what's also nice is you don't have to worry about like waiting forever to see it because there's multiple times each night on the nights of these.
It's like kind of like how the Bruno show that was on the Small World facade was going.
Yeah.
How it's just a shorter thing, but they run it multiple times a night. But this just looks like plussed compared to just the projection and music that they had for Bruno, because this has lasers and fountains and mist screens. Oh, my.
I think Disney should do more stuff like this in the parks.
I think
like
it's fun.
This would be a cool thing if when Fantasmic comes back. This would almost be a cool thing to have like before Fantasmic.
Sure, either that or I was thinking you could have this going on the nights that Fantasmic isn't running. So of course, Fantasmic runs nightly during the summer season, but during like the fall and winter season,
sure,
and spring, it's weekends only.
And I'm in love with the artwork, by the way. The Imagineer and the artist who did this was Marcella Sweat, Mm-hmm. And I actually got to talk with her because she did some of the Celebrate Soulfully chalk art in Downtown Disney.
She's a Disney live entertainment graphic designer.
But the artwork in the show looks like her chalk drawings, yeah. Which is taking something that's drawn on the ground in chalk and converting it to an animated projection screen. Amazing.
Pretty amazing. Incredible.
I'm very excited for this. Cast members will be getting a commemorative Disney 100 name tag soon. The name tag is platinum colored with a sparkling Disney 100 logo across the center with the cast member's name engraved in black. Guests won't see this name tag in the parks, however, as it is not part of the Disney look and will not be worn by cast members.
I think this is very exciting and very cool, but I'm also a little confused by this because I guess it's interesting to me that they're doing this and making these commemorative name tags, but specifically for them not to be worn in the parks.
You know,
these would have been gorgeous.
I feel like the name tag department at Disney has been very busy because I feel like we've reported on these a bunch of different changes because we had ones for Disneyland and then we had ones for
Disney World's 50th anniversary. Yep. We had specific name tags.
And then we had the Disney 100, which we have now. Now we have these ones that are going to be a commemorative. I don't know. It just seems like they're like, how can we keep all of our engraving machines running all of the time? Let's just keep changing the name tag. But
very busy.
I wish this was going to be somewhere in the park because this looks like it's going to be really cool.
I think it would have been cool if maybe the month of October or if you wanted to do the actual anniversary day everyone could wear these. I think that would have been really, really cool. But I do think it's very neat, very special, and just a fun little extra perk for all those wonderful cast members to add this to their name tag, to their collections.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see we have cast member friends. And we have people we follow online who are cast members. And I'm really excited to see when they get these and are able to kind of show them off on their different avenues of showing this off. Because they have this graphic linked in our show notes. However, seeing it in person is going to be a totally different thing than just the graphic.
Mm-hmm. The lounge that replaced Steakhouse 55 in the Disneyland Hotel has opened this week. The small location is in the old bar section of the former restaurant and serves drinks and a limited menu. The lounge is open from 5 p.m. to midnight with entertainment on select nights. The name is just the lounge at the Disneyland Hotel.
So they've got a limited menu. Some of the things on the menu are chicken wings, truffle fries, classic Caesar, toasted quinoa and baby kale, a four cheese pizza, a charcuterie pizza. Didn't they have that as like one of the food and wine offerings? Wasn't there a charcuterie pizza or something?
Yeah, I don't remember, but could have been.
A turkey club, a Wagyu cheeseburger, a steak frites, and then for sweets, they have a molten chocolate cake. All of these things sound amazing for food. And
of course, they look a pretty fun good. Drink menu as well. Kind of more classic cocktails, but yeah, I don't know. The atmosphere looks like it'd be really nice and relaxing.
It looks like it'd be hard to get a seat, though. Like, there's not a ton of available seating.
It's not a huge, huge space, but I'm glad that they're doing something at least. I would have been more in favor to see Steakhouse 55 return because that was some place that I really wanted to go and experience, but I would rather see them doing something with the space than nothing.
I don't know why they got rid of it, to be honest with you.
Steakhouse 55? Yeah.
Because I thought it was like one of those places that was kind of iconic and people liked going there. Mm-hmm. So who knows? Maybe it'll come back someday. Well, Disney Visa card members, like you and me, Teresa.
Yes.
One thing, by the way, it's not related to this story. There are new Disney Visa card designs that are Marvel. So keep an eye out for that. I got a mailing today about it.
I did too. There's Groot. Groot was the one that caught
Black Panther.
And was it Captain Marvel, maybe?
Might have been.
I was just very excited about the Groot one because he was very adorable.
I think I might have missed my opportunity to get the Maleficent card design that I was looking at. But anyway, I always go back to my Disneyland castle, Sleeping Beauty castle design because I want them to keep it.
I'm still rocking the Disney 100 design.
I have that card still.
Gonna use that design for the full year and then I'll switch it up. Probably.
Because you know,
if I switch it up, I mean, I'll go back to.
You know,
the
you can literally swap them back and forth, and they're still valid. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Disney Visa card members who are looking for a deal on select hotel stays at Disneyland should get their cards out. Disney Visa card members can get 15% off hotel stays Sunday through Thursday nights from October 22nd through December 21st. Stays need to be booked by December 11th. This deal is not valid for select concierge rooms, signature or premium suites, or two or three bedroom villas, or on previously booked rooms. So if you've already booked, you can't call and swap it over to this, unfortunately. And just to be make it super clear that the 15% off is select different stays at the different hotels.
If this is something you're interested in taking advantage of, I was able to take advantage of a deal like this back when Vern and I got married. We stayed at the Disneyland Hotel, and the team over at Concierge actually was a great help and helped me kind of get the best deal with this promo going on. That may have been like a magic key holder specific, but there was some sort of promo, either card holder promo, or maybe it was magic key holder, something along those lines. But the folks at Concierge would be more than happy to help you kind of navigate and help you get this dream vacation booked.
And somebody in our chat, again, live streaming, said that Shop Disney, if you have your Disney Visa, is 20% off right now.
Ooh, and they're having some really good sales at Shop Disney right now, too. So maybe, do I go see if I can stack those discounts?
Now, what did you say? I saw that you were writing in our Discord chat.
It was a lounge fly for $30. It was the Louisa lounge fly.
How is that even a thing?
For $30. I don't know. I was just like...
You didn't buy it?
No. I did not.
You sound like you regret this.
No, I don't regret it. I think it's if I were a lounge fly girl, 100% would have bought it, but I just can't. I cannot. I'm an ears girl. We're sticking in that lane. We have to stay in that lane because there's too many things to get crazy, cool, excited about because there's just too many crazy, cool things out there. So ears are my thing. I've dabbled with the sippers and the popcorn
buckets.
That
also means... No Disney Vacation Club.
What do you mean, no Disney Vacation Club?
Because you got ears. Ears is your thing.
That's different, though.
Oh, different categories.
That's
okay.
A different category. Yes, exactly.
You guys will be the first to hear if Teresa goes to the DVC booth while we're in the parks.
I'm like, okay.
What does Vern think? Sense. Have you talked to Vern about this, like, as a possibility at some point in your life?
He's on the same thing with you. Like but see, this is my thing. Maybe somebody that's a DVC member could contact me and help me understand this. I'm not understanding how it would save me money. That's what I'm not understanding. It's supposed to help save you money, and I'm not understanding and seeing how it's going to help me save money.
Because it's probably cheaper with the points and everything, maybe, than buying the same type of room at the full price.
Yeah, but I guess that's the thing, is if I'm not usually staying in the, like, deluxe fancy room.
No, if you're staying at the Hojo and getting, like, a good Hojo rate, you're probably not going to save money doing this.
This is why I need someone
to help. But the difference is I think you can take your points and you can use them at the other resort. So, like, you can spend them at Aulani or spend them in Disney World.
Also at Adventures by Disney.
What do you use that?
You can use your points for Adventure by Disney.
Oh, like you take the value of that and apply it towards a trip or something?
I don't know how. Yeah. I learned this because I was a bad person and sat through a spiel.
You weren't a bad person. If you were a bad person, you would have sat through the spiel and then bought it.
I sat through the spiel on the cruise ship. Yeah, because if you sat through the spiel, which I was interested in learning, and then they like really got me because they're like, we'll give you a $50 onboard credit. And I'm like, well, why not then?
So you sat through it and then they gave you $50.
And then they were telling me more stuff. I'm like, ooh.
What did you spend your $50 on?
I don't remember. We bought, well, we're so down a different rabbit hole. I bought drinks. I bought, ears. So we had bought a couple of things on the ship that were charged to the room. So it went to... All good stuff.
Okay. I'm going to have to, like, steer you clear, Teresa. Blinders. Oh. Blinders.
Disneyland has a new set of ambassadors now. Jada Young and Raul Aquina Rojas replace the previous ambassadors, Mark Everett King Jr. and Natalie Guzman Garcia, representing the 34,000 cast members at the resort. They will represent the resort from 2024 through 2025.
Yes, so... I feel like I never got to know the ambassadors from the last couple years. I think most of that is because Justin and Rafa, the year before that even, were around for so long because of COVID and everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, they served like two terms.
And I remember him from Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge.
Plus, we were very fortunate we got to meet Justin and Rafa at our very first D23 Expo. So
and
that
I,
was also
I don't
cool.
think we saw Mark Everett King Jr. or Natalie Guzman Garcia at all.
I saw them. There was a panel with the ambassador, so I saw them at the panel, but I didn't get to chat with them.
Sure. Well, good luck to Jada Young and Raul Aquina Rojas in the job. And you know, you're representing 34,000 cast members. Mm-hmm. What an honor.
Yes. And it's the 50th anniversary. It's the 50th. They're the 50th set of ambassadors.
That's cool.
There's like a 50th tie-in.
I wonder if they get to do something cool because of that.
I don't know. It's the 100th. They got like brought in for the 100th anniversary year. Plus, there's a 50th anniversary as well. So I think that's pretty cool.
Well, if you've ever wanted to blend pina colada and a beignet, well, you're in luck. Now through November 5th, Jazz Kitchen Coastal Grill and Patio will offer the pina colada glazed beignet to Magic Key holders only. Mm-hmm. The beignet has the traditional pina colada flavor with tropical flavors of pineapple and coconut.
So I need to tell you all a funny story. So I always gather the news, and then Tag writes the little blurbs for each news story. And he thought that I went a little crazy and didn't remember how to spell pina colada.
Or I thought, like, autocorrect took care of it.
And then I typed pina colada on accident. I said, oh, no, that's what it is. I'm intrigued by this.
It looks like it's got toasted coconut on it, which I'm like,
very intrigued. I love coconut. I'm very intrigued by this. We might have to just...
We don't have enough room or time.
Walk on, but we've got time because... Let me just break this down for you. We've got...
I mean, we're going to talk about it later.
We've got Downtown Disney. We've got two... We have like all of Saturday morning is Downtown Disney stuff. So we could have these for breakfast.
Oh my goodness. Well, I think we have to go in and eat at the actual
We will check it out and report back later and let you all know if you have to order them in the restaurant or if you can get them at the beignet. Now I forgot.
Beignets Express. Now, I will also say that if you're not a Magic Key holder, they still have the Bananas Foster's glazed beignets or hot classic beignets available.
Ooh, Bananas Foster sounds pretty delicious as well. Tough choices.
We're going to be in trouble. That's all I got to say from all the stuff that you're excited about.
I am very proud of myself for this next story, and I will tell you once we've finished.
You're proud of this one. Okay.
I am proud of myself for this one. A new Legacy lightsaber hilt will be available soon for guests at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. The Star Wars Rebel Kanan Jarrus hilt will be for sale in November, but is already on display for interested buyers. Why am I proud of myself, you may ask?
I do want to know.
Because I know who Kanan is.
And who is Kanan, Teresa?
He's in Rebels. He's the Jedi that's teaching, because I'm watching Rebels currently. He's the Jedi that's teaching Ezra how to be a Jedi.
Okay.
And he's
Watching Rebels because you're trying to catch up and understand of Ahsoka?
It started that way, but now I'm hooked.
It's a good show, isn't it? Even though it's animated, like it's really good.
It's good. It is, yes, it is animated, but no, it is not like
kids
specifically. I tried and I started several times to watch Clone Wars, which is also animated. That one is geared towards children, so
the beginning is
so I'm having a very hard time with that one, but this one I dove right in.
If you get past like the first season of Clone Wars.
I think I got stuck in the first season. This is too
all of these animated shows generally. Rebels was a little bit different, but generally they start out being more like kid, like goofy, like for kids, and then they get serious like after a while. It's like they put it out there, they have to pitch it to like the execs or whatever as like a kid's cartoon, and then once they're like cool with it and there's like a base of people watching it, then they're like, ha, now we're gonna make it an adult thing.
But yeah, so anyways, so Vern and I are currently watching.
Do you like Chopper?
Watch, this is like the fifth, sixth time or something crazy. He's watched it several times.
Do you like Chopper?
This is my first time. I do like Chopper. I do like Chopper.
Yeah. And you're and also keeping up with Ahsoka?
And we're also keeping up with Ahsoka.
And what do you think of Ahsoka? Last episode tonight, as we record this.
Yes, so we're, again, very off track, so apologies for that. I don't understand how we're already at the last episode. This is going to maybe sound a little critical, but it doesn't feel like we've gotten far enough along in the story to already be at the end of the episode, so I'm like, or end of the thing. So now I'm like super curious. It feels like we've just been building. So I'm like, wait, this is the end. I feel like we need more.
And since you haven't finished Rebels yet, I will tell you, because one of my favorite people in Star Wars is Thrawn. And my hope, I have not watched it yet, so I'm not spoiling anything. My hope is that the last episode, Thrawn has an epic battle that he's involved in that shows how amazing he is. Well, he's such a good strategist. That's
I mean, the little bits that I've seen, you can, like, I've picked up on that already. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, well, and you know what? Okay. Again, sorry. Well, the one last thing on the Star Wars universe, and then we can...
Lee in our chat also said the chopper is the best droid in all creation.
I've decided the droids and the creatures are my favorite things in Star Wars.
I mean, they get very creative with
them. They're either adorable or they're hilarious. But with Ahsoka, I guess now that we're talking about it, I guess the whole thing was someone's returning. So I guess if that's the storyline, then I understand how that's the end, like the end of this arc in the storyline.
Sure.
I want more though. I want more. Bert and I are like, what is it? 8 episodes. Not enough. We need more episodes.
Yeah, I wish it would have been like 12 episodes. I think would have been good.
We need more. And each episode, I would like it to be longer because I want more.
Yeah, anyways. I agree with you.
But I think it's very exciting and it's very cool that they're bringing a legacy hilt that is, again, somebody that's not as well known in the Star Wars universe and is someone that's part of the animated series. I think that it's really interesting how much they are branching out and how deep they're getting with this merch. I know Vern's really been looking forward and hoping that Phoenix Squadron stuff would be coming to be able to purchase because he really wants something with like the Phoenix Squadron logo on it. And I think it seems like we're getting deeper and deeper in the Star Wars universe as far as merch goes. So I think that's really fun.
My only concern is that it's so Marvel kind of had this thing where I keep up on most things Star Wars, but we might be getting the part where the casual viewer feels like there's too much to like know and catch up on. Like one of the criticisms of Ahsoka has been that, like, if you didn't watch Rebels, you'll kind of be lost because you don't know who some of these people are.
Vern was trying to catch me up to like,
yeah.
And what was he having me watch? It must have been he had like specific episodes maybe from Clone Wars because it was Ahsoka as a young Jedi.
Sure, as a Padawan.
Yep. So he was kind of trying to give me like Ahsoka's story
and
her backstory. And then we watched the first episode. He's like, we watched the wrong thing. We need to be watching Rebels. You should have been watching Rebels to prepare for this. So even me being someone who's not, I'm like a surface level Star Wars person. Like, it was kind of a lot for me. I didn't really understand what was going on in the beginning. So I was patient with it, though.
Sure.
And just went with it, knowing that I didn't know. Plus,
it's a delicate balance because you're trying to make sure that the fan base is going to be happy and has things that they can, like, you know, be rewarded for watching everything. Mm-hmm. But you also want to make sure that, like, somebody who maybe has never seen anything Star Wars is like, oh, this Ahsoka show seems like it might be cool. And then be like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get it.
We went way off track there, folks, but hopefully enjoy a little bit of our conversation.
DL Weekly announces the boarding of the Trivia Express, nonstop star speeder service to the moon of Endor. All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
Welcome to Trivia Land, where we've got some great trivia questions for you. Do you feel ready for some trivia?
No, because you told me that you did this yourself and you were giggling maniacally while you were doing
maniacally.
It.
So
I'm not looking forward to it.
Maniacally.
Maniacally. Yes. I don't think that's the word to use for it. Okay, yeah, maybe. Well, all right. So last time that I hosted you in Trivia Land, I tested your knowledge of Halloween at Disneyland in California.
Oh, geez.
Well, of course, there are more Disney parks than just California. A truly well-rounded fan of Disney would know about the Halloween celebrations of all of them, right?
Yeah.
So
depends on how specific you get.
Alrighty. Well, I tried not to be too cruel or be too specific. So how about this for question number one? What is the name of the annual Halloween party at Walt Disney World in Florida?
Oh, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party.
All right. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
We're on the board, hopefully. Yes.
All right. Your second question.
Bad.
5 years after Disneyland Paris opened, they debuted their first Soirée Halloween Disney on All Hallows Eve. What is the Paris celebration called now?
I don't know.
It's probably something
know.
Partially in French, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's like a weird Disney bucket list item, is I really want to go to Paris during the Halloween season.
Their decorations are cool.
It's something about the ghost things that they have, like the little ghosts.
Disneyland has all the pumpkins. Disneyland Paris has the ghosts.
Yes, I want to see the ghosts so bad.
They're cute.
Maybe it's like a ghostly delight or something. Some sort of play with the ghosts.
I have nothing.
Yeah, I don't really either.
All right. So nothing and something with the ghosts. Final answers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Real good.
All righty. Your third regular round question. Tokyo Disneyland opened in 1983. However, they didn't begin having a Halloween celebration until 1997. Originally entitled Disney Happy Halloween, and later shortening the name to just Disney Halloween, the celebration featured a parade and treats for kids. In 1998, a night parade was added. What was the name of this parade?
Man. You know, I am learning so much about Halloween from the other parks.
The parade that they had that was just a regular nighttime parade was Spectro Magic. So I don't know if it's somehow related to that. But spectral magic.
There you go.
Sure, I'll do spectral magic. Why not?
That's We're going clever. On that ghost theme again.
Why not?
Spectral. And Teresa, are you hitching your cart to that?
Yep.
All right.
I'm hitching my doom buggy to that.
Nice. Final answers?
Yeah.
Excellent. And your fourth and final regular round question is a Jeopardy-style question.
No.
The first Halloween celebration in Shanghai Disney took place in 2017 in this location, which one would think of as outside the parks, but within the resort.
Oh, like they're downtown Disney.
Yeah, but is it called downtown Disney?
I don't know.
We're talking about Hong Kong, you said?
No, Shanghai.
Oh, Shanghai. Oh, is it Disney Village?
Ooh, something is called Disney Village.
Yeah, I think that's Paris, though. I'll say Disney Village, because I feel like it's, I don't know, something like that.
Disney Village?
Disney Village, because I know it's not downtown Disney.
I just said downtown Disney, because I don't know.
All right.
I really have very, very, very limited knowledge of the overseas parks.
Okay, so Disney Village and Downtown Disney. Final answers.
Yeah.
All right. And your bonus question tonight. The only Magic Kingdom-themed park in the world to celebrate the holiday season with frightening walkthrough attractions is at which Disney park?
Frightening attractions?
This is direct from Disney's
Magic
website.
Kingdom-style park. I'm going to say Paris.
Yeah, I'm going to say Paris, too.
If I may give you a hint, we've worked our way through all the parks except...
Oh, boy. Is it Tokyo?
No, we did Tokyo. That was Spectral Magic.
Hong Kong.
We talked about Shanghai.
I thought we talked about... Okay, so then it's Hong Kong.
Did we not talk about Hong Kong? Was that not Disney Village? Oh, that was Shanghai. Yeah, Hong Kong, I guess. Vern giving us hints. He's like, you're doing terribly this week. I have to give you a bone.
You need all of the peace offerings, olive leaf branch things that you can have.
We need the olive tree.
We need the entire, we need the whole grove.
Like the villain's grove?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
Oogie boogie bash. Get it?
Ah. you only would have asked us more questions about that, we would have had a better chance.
So, dang it.
Now I have so many extra things added to my Disney bucket list. I did not realize that the
Overseas parks
celebrated Halloween. So now I have to go in the regular time and the Halloween time.
And Christmas holiday time.
And Christmas. Yep.
Or you can do like a 2 week trip and just make sure that you get there right as they're about to do the changeover.
There you go. Yeah. A week of regular time and a week before and after. Yeah.
But we know how Disney works. So, you get half and half.
So a final answer on the bonus question, Hong Kong Disney?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listeners, how do you think they did? How did you do listening at home? Stick around until after the discussion topic, and we will all find out together.
Well, this week for our discussion topic, we are traveling to the parks.
We are.
And generally to, like, Southern California coming up this coming week. So if you are listening to this right after it drops, we will be in the Southern California area and around the Disneyland Resort on Friday, October 6th, Saturday, October 7th, Sunday, October 8th are the 3 days we're kind of there.
The 6th, we're going to be in the parks all day. The 7th is the Disney Anna event. And then the 8th is the Disney Anna show and sale in the morning, followed by Oogie Boogie Bash that afternoon, evening, nighttime.
Yep. And then we fly home on Monday. Mm-hmm. So, we have got so much going on. And it's the weirdest trip because in reality, we only have like a day and a half in the parks.
Yeah.
Because we've got all day Friday. Is that a Disneyland day?
It gets even weirder. We're starting in DCA.
So we don't
even have a full Disneyland day.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there from park open to close. You already know that.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, we, like you said, we're doing the show and sale in the morning. And then when we can do that mix in time, mm-hmm. we're doing that.
And I did make reservations for us for Wine Country.
So we
can do our nice big sit down dinner and have a nice good meal before the party starts.
Not wasting valuable party time
We're pre-partying with dinner.
Okay. So what's the plan? I feel like you have more of a plan of food or like what are your check off things that you want to do for this
trip? That's kind of the interesting thing. This is going to be one of the first trips that I don't have a list. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about tonight.
How do you not have a list?
I know. Because when this came out, you were in Europe. So you and I didn't even get to talk about the foodie guide. Plus, there's just so many things going on. So it's just hard to... We're going to try and narrow down and figure out what our top must-do things are. Because I feel like there's a lot going on in the parks right now. And we have a very, very limited amount of time that we're in the actual parks. So what are our must-do things and what are the things we hope to do while we're there?
I am going to admit defeat already and say that there is no way I'm going to be able to eat all of the different great food that I would be interested in eating.
No, because there's two foodie guides out currently, plus...
Two foodie guides.
There's one for like the Halloween time, then there's one for the Hispanic month time.
Oh my goodness. I
can't remember what that foodie guide's called. But there's the Halloween at Disneyland foodie guide. And also the foodie guide to Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month. Which some of it does, you know, kind of it ends up on both foodie guides. But there's two foodie guides out currently. Plus,
which foodie guide are you?
I'm going to focus on the Halloween.
The August 17th foodie guide. Why don't I have that? Look, I have August 2nd, August 19th.
Let me send this to you.
And I just did the same thing you did. Disney's trying to hide the foodie guide from me.
They know better.
Okay.
There's your foodie guide.
Thank you.
So before we get
into... We'll have a link to the show notes for you guys.
Before we get into food, though, park-wise, what are we interested and excited to do? So again, we're doing things way differently.
Tiana's Palace.
Pause. That's food.
Well, it's parks.
So
what do you what's in the parks?
First, we're starting in DCA. So what are our
We got to at least walk through San Francisco.
Oh, of course. Oh, see, I forgot about some. We're talking about food. That San Francisco's on there too. I forgot. Jiminy Christmas. Okay.
I feel like you're trying to lead me to a specific thing you're thinking about.
No.
And the only thing I think about is San Francisco.
No. You're good. No, that's perfect.
Okay.
I'm trying to just lead us away from food because I know that we're just gonna go off the deep end and we're gonna focus too much on food. So I'm trying to get the other planning stuff out of the way. So DCA, you're right. I forgot about San Francisco Square. I should not have forgotten about that, but I forgot about that. So we definitely need to check out San Francisco.
Okay. In DCA, I don't think there's really anything else that I need to like see that's not party related.
Sure.
Right? Because there's
about attractions though. Because we don't.
Oh, like, are you trying to come up with a whole idea of things we got to do? Radiator Springs Racers open again? Because that was closed when I was there in August.
Yep, Racers is open. I'm trying to kind of give everyone a little behind the scenes look of our trip planning process, and
you can see how it is. This is literally how it is.
And usually this is not great because it's so consolidated, and it's just way different because there's so many things that we just can't possibly choose.
Soarin' Over California is back to Soarin' Over Around the World, right?
Yep, Soarin'. It's around
so that
the
went
world.
Away. Okay.
My thought is in the morning because we're of course we're rope dropping because
we only have so much time.
We only have so much time, so we're rope dropping. So I'm thinking we rope drop and try to do like Soarin'. I always love Soarin', and I like doing Soarin' right away before the lines get crazy.
Sure.
I like rope dropping Soarin'. I feel like you're
so our very
about,
first ride of the whole trip is going to be Soarin'.
And we went would go right to get to Soarin'. We're not even going left to get to Soarin'.
Well, that's because left is Hollywood Land, and Hollywood Land's not great. Yeah, that's fine. Soarin' sounds good. There's really nothing in DCA that I feel like I had. Like, Raider Springs Racers is up there for me because, like I said, the last trip, I didn't do it.
We just need to do Cars Land. We 100% need to make sure we do Cars Land because I think, right, it's all, except for Raider Springs Racers, has the Halloween theme going. So you've got Luigi's with a Halloween
theme. So maybe we should try to hit that in the morning because it'll be less lines, right, first thing in the morning. And then
we got to take in all of the amazing decor as well.
Yeah.
So we're thinking we don't need to. So Guardians.
You know me and Guardians. I have kind of a
relationship.
Yeah.
With Guardians,
and there's Monsters After Dark version, which like I don't think I've done Monsters After Dark.
We have. I think we did it last year. Remember there was like rock music going?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's always rock music.
No. Like kind of more of like the
maybe
rock music.
Well, anyway, it might be something we have to consider. Well, of course, Incredicoaster. But, like, those things, I feel like we'll just see what the wait times are.
Sure.
But the big thing is I feel like we're going to just have a couple hours in the morning, and then we have a brunch, don't we? Because we're meeting up with the concierge folk.
We are.
Which, a lot of them we've never met in person.
Mm-hmm.
We have met Lindsay in person. We actually rode Indy with her.
We did, yeah.
What, two trips ago?
Yeah.
Obviously, we've met Lynn in the park, and we actually had, like, lunch with him sometime. Mm-hmm. Yep. We met Eric in the park and had dinner at the GCH Grill.
Yep. Yep. That was last December.
Yeah.
We did that.
Oh, yeah, because it was around holiday time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to meet a group of them. Some of them we haven't met before, I think. And we're going to enjoy that. And then I think we should immediately hop over to Disneyland because we only have so much Disneyland time.
That's my plan, too, is, yeah, do DCA in the morning, pre-brunch. And then brunch with all the fun people from Concierge and then head on over to Disneyland. So now Disneyland, I feel like, is another big, like, what do we pick?
Now, I'm only putting, I know you're not saying food, but we have to go see Tiana's Palace. Like, even if we're not going to eat there, I at least want to, like, walk by and look at it.
Well, we're going to have to walk by and look at it because we also need to do Haunted Mansion Hall.
Well, yeah. Yeah. We have a couple, do we only have one day for the trip that we're doing after this, too? 2 days. Okay, so we don't have to be... Okay.
No, it's not as cutthroat for this trip.
In Disneyland, we have to see the show we just talked about. The new Heartbeat of New Orleans show.
I really want to
Halloween Screams
out.
We have to watch.
Yep, I really want to go check out the... This is so nerdy, and this is a safe space. I want to check out all of the construction. I really want to, like, go, like, take some time to look at the treehouse, because what the treehouse looked like... when I was last there in May versus what it looks like now, it's going to be way different.
I really think it Excuse me. Are we thinking that there's no possibility it's going to be open by this weekend?
So the last things that I saw, it looked like there was still a staircase that missing. Needed to be finished.
Okay.
So unless they're really quick stair builders, I don't think it's going to be.
Well, you know how they do these things? They bring them in from. They bring them in prefabricated, so they might just have to show up and screw them in. Who knows?
Good. The other thing that I want to, again, nerdy, that I want to kind of look at is I want to try and peek on some of the Toontown construction, just because I find that so interesting that it's a brand new land, in essence, that is having so many kind of like redos, I guess would be a good way of saying it, which then takes me to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So since we'll be back there already, I guess we'll have to run.
And that line has been moving pretty quick.
It's fun. It's such a good attraction. I love the attraction, but I also really like the, like you said, the quick pace of the, it eats people really well.
Yeah. Can we?
And probably just because the queue is just amazing.
I'm scrolling through the latest Mice Chat article because I assume they're going to have pictures of the treehouse. Yeah. And can we just talk about why has it taken so long for Downtown Disney just to install a little bit of metal in the middle of what used to be the UVA bar?
That it's tough. The construction of Downtown Disney seems
molasses.
It seems like it's moving quite slow, and it's even more difficult to me because of the location. It's really, really doing a pinch point.
What staircase is missing?
Right there.
Oh, like they just need to theme it.
Yeah. So maybe, who knows?
I doubt it, but it looks like almost done. There's only this like little section of scaffolding left.
It looks so close. So anyways, I'm very excited about that.
Somebody took like an over the wall shot. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to look great. Anyway, okay, sorry. So we have to admire this as we go by, of course.
Yes.
We have to pour one out for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Like, how sad. Splash Mountain.
Oh, I was like, what? I'm excited about this. And actually, in the update this week from Mice Chat, they were zooming in, and you can actually see some of the, I'm going to call it the mountain skeleton. The skeleton of the mountain. They've got the facade stripped away all the way down to the bones. Which I think is going to be a very unique look at that attraction, one that you don't normally get to see. So I kind of want to spend probably a little too much time looking at that.
We should ride the Mark Twain and you'll get a great view.
There you go.
Because we haven't ridden the Mark Twain in a couple of trips either.
Oh, we can't. I think the Mark Twain is currently
down. Well, the Columbia then. Because usually if one's down, the other's still running. Yeah. Can we also mention, I did not realize that, so before this was paved, wasn't it? And now they're putting pavers in Toontown around the fountain.
I don't.
I think it was.
I'm going to have to refer to photos because I don't remember. I do want to just kind of meander through Galaxy's Edge. We don't need to spend a terrible amount of time there. But Hera and Chopper are currently there.
I'd like to see them, but if we don't see them, it's not going to be.
And Ahsoka is back there now, too. So
We
could bump into Ahsoka, Hera, and Chopper, which would be very, very cool. We did get to do a walk by past Chopper at
Star Wars Night.
We didn't actually get to meet him. So I'm curious. It's very tough to do character meet and greet things in Galaxy's Edge because they don't ever announce when the characters are going to be out. They don't even give you like a generic, somebody will be out at this time, and you can kind of guess. So it's which is nice. I do like that it feels more organic that way, but when you're on a time crunch, it's a little more difficult to make sure you get to see and meet the characters that you're hoping to see and meet.
Okay, I found the Toontown Reopened article from Mice Chat, which I assume will have photos of everything. And maybe I'm wrong, but I just thought for some reason that it was not
Pavers before.
Like, I thought maybe it was, like, asphalt or something. It's amazing that they took so many pictures of Toontown, and yet
we just haven't gotten to it yet. Oh, that's old. I'm going to say it was pavers.
Okay, well, all right. What else do you want to see? I'm trying to think of things that were maybe closed or whatever. Oh, I want to look at the construction for Space Mountain because they're doing some stuff with Space Mountain that I'm curious about.
There's a ton of Space Mountain construction going on. Well, for me, my like big thing as far as attractions goes is Haunted Mansion Holiday.
100%. Well, yes.
100%. I would love to be able to go on it a couple of times. I don't know if time and wait times will allow for that.
Maybe. I think if we don't go right away, did you see we had one of our weekly tiers was there and the line was all the way to the Pirates?
Yeah, but it only took, Alex was there last weekend, but that only took 20, even though it was all the way out to Pirates, they did not have the extended queue open. And Alex said it was a 20-minute wait from where he was.
So that's not terrible.
No, not terrible. It's definitely been worse when you zigzag through the extended queue. So we'll see. I'm also curious because we're going to be there on a Friday.
Sure.
So I'm wondering what crowd levels are going to be like as well. Is it going to be crazy during the day? Is it going to be calm during the day? Crazy at night? I do think our fireworks that evening are going to be pretty popular, and there's be lots of people for the fireworks, so we're going to have to make probably a game time decision as to if we watch fireworks from like Main Street and the Hub area, or if we want to go back to Small World. And the only reason I say which one do we do is because the Jack Skellington inflatable
and Zero flying
is very, very cool. Plus, I'm curious, I don't know if I've seen reported if the fire effects have come back on the castle or not.
World of Color it did, but yeah.
World of Color it has come back, but I haven't heard if the fire effects have come back for the fireworks show. So, I have taken up enough of your time. We can move on to food. We got to try and plan what we're going to do for food, which is going to be so tough because
there's a bunch of cold brews again.
There's lots of cold brews too. It's going to be tough because there's lots of cold brews and there's lots of delicious foods going on. I think I'm putting it on my list. There's a chai spice pumpkin iced tea over at Hungry Bear, which sounds very nice and does not sound like over caffeinated, so I can probably drink that in addition to a cold brew.
I feel like I want to eat this, but I think in execution I don't want to eat this. The Oogie Boogie Funnel Cake Fries. It's not new this year, but it's an award wieners. It looks very visually appealing, but I don't know if I don't know. All these things are so sweet.
There's also I'm gonna have a hard time with this. There's also two cold brews that I can think of off the top of my head that are new to the park, new to Disneyland, that I want to try, but I'm gonna have to choose one because I cannot have two afternoon cold brews in addition to this tea. We're not gonna be sleeping all weekend if I do that.
The good news is at the Lamplight Lounge, I might be able to get to try the pumpkin spice donuts.
There you go. So back to what I was saying. I think
squirrel.
I'm going to, stop scrolling through the foodie guide. I think I'm going to have to try there's like a banana cream pie type one over at Galactic Grill.
Galactic Grill, huh?
That I'm curious about. Oh, no.
Which guide are you on?
I just haven't scrolled. You're like at the bottom of the foodie guide that I'm looking at.
Am I? I'm on a different foodie guide. Oh, you were on... Well, the thing is like there's so many foodie guides that have food, like, because this one is also a foodie guide for Halloween. This is just the sweets and treats one. And then there's the one you sent me, which also has all of the savory food in it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Like, everything sounds so good. And so many things. Look, what is this? This is a pumpkin churro funnel cake.
Ooh.
Pumpkin ice cream on top of it.
That sounds pretty good.
And a chai spiced pumpkin iced tea. I would actually drink that. You were just talking about this, weren't you? You were talking about a cold brew or something, so I was looking at what the rest of the list.
What did I write down, Tag?
I wasn't watching what you wrote down.
I know, that's because I was putting it on
See,
my list.
You wanted to let them in behind the curtain of how things work, and this is exactly how it works.
I need to button the curtain up because you're
A pumpkin chai cream puff. What is with the chai? The chai must be the flavor this year.
Pumpkin chai is... there is a pumpkin chai drink that I have gotten from Starbucks a couple of times. It's so, so good. So, so good.
This is like a Matterhorn macaron or macaroon, but it's a Halloween version. Huh.
All right, I gotta look at Galactic Grill because I gotta figure out what this. Oh.
Galactic Grill. Oh, this is stuff that's just available for the Skyline like fireworks thing. Oh.
So it's a banana cream cold brew at the Galactic Grill. So that sounds strange. Right with the name, and I just gotta know, Tag. I just gotta know. It's gotten good reviews. Like, if you like banana, this is delicious. But it's not banana in the sense of like the Runtz candy flavoring banana.
Like, well, banana can be difficult because I feel like banana can sometimes take over.
It can.
Hmm.
There's also a new cold brew I think you're going to like at PIM.
I think I've heard about this one because I liked the last PIM one.
Did. You liked the cookies one. The cookies
while you find one. That, I think I'm going to need to try this Trick or Treats Sweets Churro that's rolled in shortbread sugar, drizzled with caramel and chocolate sauces, and topped with Twix cookie bar pieces. Mm-hmm. That's available at the Tropical Hideaway of all places. Oh, no, sorry. The churro and lemonade in Critter Country and churros near the heart of Mansion.
I was going to say, the Tropical Hideaway has a churro? That does not sound.
That would be interesting.
Let's see.
And a sweet potato cheesecake dipping sauce you can get for one of your
the
things.
The Witches of Westview cold brew.
And what is the description of this?
It is a butterscotch cold brew.
Ooh.
With marshmallow, milk, and chocolate foam with a toasted marshmallow on top.
Mm. You know,
it looks fun.
Can I suggest,
I was just watching Ordinary Adventures just tried this, and
can I suggest an app update for, we've already had some mobile dining app updates. On the regular menu, can you also put the pictures of the food? Like, why is there only pictures on the actual mobile ordering part?
Ooh, that does look good.
With the chocolate cream.
I won't eat the marshmallow on top, but I'll eat the rest, because I'm not a marshmallow fan, really.
Yeah, that one's on my list, too. The nice thing is we've got more time in DCA, so.
Oh, my goodness. Some of these things look really good, but then they end up being boozy, because they're hard floats, which is unfortunate for me. For people who like to oh, my goodness. For people who like to drink.
There.
That's good.
There was another. There was actually. I might actually have a couple. That.
The ghost pepper nachos?
No. That Ursula shake. I want it so bad just because of the looks.
The coconut and taro shake with whipped topping and cotton candy dusted with blue sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're
going
to.
Doesn't that look so fun?
The problem with you, Teresa, is like you don't have a lot of like the food you like, but you have all these drinks.
I know. Lots of drinks. That's my whole thing is drinks. There's lots of foods too, but I just gravitate towards the drinks. Probably because I can have multiple,
you can walk with them
too.
I can have
multiple drinks in a day, whereas I can't have like, there's only so much space in
I guess you don't get full off of a drink as easily as you get full off of like a food.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, so how many different things now do we have listed?
I have three different drinks.
I want to try the chai pumpkin iced tea as well, so okay. You've got that
there
on there.
Go. So I'll start that.
And then the Witches of Westview, yeah. So is that for me or for you?
This is what I've been listing for me.
Oh,
you've
okay.
You've been saying like
everything.
A bazillion things.
Well, because everything looks, the Disney theme park does good. You know what's going to happen? The same thing that happens every time I go to the park. We'll go to the park, I will see it when I happen to be hungry, and I'll buy it.
There, yep.
Because there's too much. There's like
too much.
I want all, like, how do, I it's need, like you say, how do you pick between all of these things?
Yeah. This is, these, when they have stuff like this, all I can think is, oh, to be a local, so that I could actually work my way through the foodie guide and try
everything,
all of the things I want to try.
Halloween cupcake, cookies and cream cupcake, that sounds good. Yep, and that's at the Craftsman Grill.
Yep, the hotels, which I do, which will segue. That's the other thing I really want to take some time to do, is I want to take some time and go to the hotels. I want to go to the Disneyland Hotel because I want to see the tower that apparently Tag's not going to allow me to walk inside.
Well,
because
you'll buy a Disney Vacation Club.
And I want to see the new villas. And I also want to go, we really need to make sure we go to the Grand Californian because I want to see the display in the lobby.
It's
there.
The cocoa one?
Yep, that the pastry chefs put together each year. The last couple of years, it's been Oogie Boogie, but this year it's themed to Coco. So, and it looks, the photos look gorgeous. So
I'm glad it's not another Oogie Boogie thing, because I feel like we have Oogie Boogie like everywhere. So the fact that there's some Coco is really nice.
I'm very excited. So I'm curious to see that. There's a couple, there's also, I got to look up, there were a couple of boozy drinks that really caught my interest that I think I may enjoy while we're there. Maybe I'll do those during, maybe I'll have those during the Oogie Boogie Bash night so I can have like an extra good time. Hopefully it doesn't put me to sleep.
I mean, we will have to stay up late there. Yeah. Yes. I'd also like to kind of see what we can of what the construction is at that side of Downtown DCA. Disney.
Downtown Disney. Yep, the Downtown Disney
construction. I would like to see, we should swing into the, to look at what the lounge looks like at Steakhouse 55. Mm-hmm. We probably should try to make it over if we have time to the Paradise or the Pixar Place Hotel, because that's basically mostly done at this point, isn't it? And so we should go look at that, because we haven't seen that in person either.
No.
And we do have, what did you say, a half day or a full day or something?
Saturday morning we've got, and then Sunday's kind of casual too. So Saturday, we don't have to get up at any specific, we can just kind of do things at our own pace on Saturday, because we don't have the Disneyana event until that afternoon is when it starts. So we've got
what
the
time?
Morning to ourselves.
Like 3 or 4?
No, I would have to look it up. I don't remember.
Okay.
There's probably, if you go on our email, our tickets.
Okay.
Because the event isn't until the afternoon. So we do have time that morning. So I'm thinking we do breakfast in Downtown Disney. And then that's when we can kind of do our hotel tour. Hotel / construction
12:30
tours. Because, yeah, we don't have to be over to the other place until, like you just said, 12:30. So we've got time. And then Sunday is the Disneyana show and sale. So we can go do the show and sale in the morning. Doors open at 9, since we are Disneyana fan club members. And so we can do that for a couple of hours. And then we've got until 3 o'clock when Oogie Boogie Bash starts. Now, Tag and I do both have, I won't go as far as to call them costumes, but we do have outfits.
We have
that
outfits?
We are wearing for the Oogie Boogie Bash. Didn't you purchase?
Oh, I have my jacket, but it might be too hot for that, because it's supposed to be toasty this weekend in Anaheim.
Yeah, but
I'll bring it.
It'll cool down
for me. But I don't know if I'll wear it.
Yeah, so Tag has bought one of the Haunted Mansion wallpaper, like, suit jacket things.
Should have brought it with me to Marceline and gotten a picture with...
You should have.
With
Tanya.
Tanya.
Yes, you should have. And I threw together last minute a costume /
It looks good, though.
Bound.
You know, for someone who threw together something...
I did. I decided on Saturday that I was like, you know, I should do something. I need to do something for Oogie Boogie Bash. So I Amazon to the rescue, and they're 2-day shipping, and I got most of it pieced together. Just have to pick up one or two more things to kind of tie it all together.
Now, I'm sure everybody wants to know, what ears are you bringing?
Oh, Tag. I am actually going to be, I'm going to be a little bit of an ear diva this time, because I've got so many good Halloween ears.
Well, what are you bringing?
And just not enough time to wear them. So I'm bringing more ears than we have days. So Friday, I'm probably doing an outfit change so that I can wear 2 sets of ears.
You have to change your whole outfit to do...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tag. You can't wear the same outfit with different ears. Now, come on.
You don't have ears that are good with multiple outfits?
I mean, I do, but those are not the Halloween ears that I'm looking at wearing. So,
okay. Are you taking any of these with you?
Maybe I'll wear these for like Disneyana.
There you go.
Currently I'm wearing my Mickey and Minnie pumpkin ears that the wonderful people at
All Enchanting Ears
made for me. So yeah, these would be good ones to wear for Disneyana.
See, Deanne in our chat always change to different ears in the evenings.
This
so I guess it's
be
a
more
thing.
Like my DCA outfit versus my Disneyland.
When
outfit.
Are you gonna have time to change? Like, are you going to bring it with
brunch.
You and
Maybe
change?
I'll change after brunch.
Like, are you going to, like, go in the bathroom and change? Okay. Wow. You are committed.
Yep, I'm committed.
I have the jacket.
You'll understand once you see the two different
outfits.
Okay.
Probably.
You'll understand.
Well, so, yeah. I think that's, I don't know.
And
we'll see what ends up happening.
Super looking forward to Disneyana, like the event itself. So Saturday is the different panels and talks along with the awards and the dinner. That's like, to me, that's like, that is Disneyana. The show and sale is like the cherry on top. That's a whole lot of fun too. We get to see a lot of different people, but man, like the actual Disneyana event is just so special. The people at the Disneyana fan club are just super awesome and very kind people. They get amazing people to come do different presentations and have the awards with us. If you're interested in learning more about Disneyana, Tag just actually pulled up our first ever Disneyana event that we went to. So if you're interested in learning more, please go back and listen to episode 236, which was our experience at the Disneyana event. And then episodes 238 and 239, we actually got to interview Nicolasa, who is the president of the Disneyana fan club. So we got to chat with her about that as well.
And then episode 285, we talk about our other Disneyana event that we went to, and of course Star Wars night as well.
This will be,
we have a lot of stuff.
Our third Disneyana event. That's how much we love it. So we've booked three trips now specifically around the Disneyana event because it's just that much fun. So definitely add that to your Disney to-do list.
And then next week's episode, you'll get to hear us talk about if we were able to successfully do the things we just talked about.
We'll see. Hopefully sometime in there, we will find time to be sure to record while we're either in the parks or in Downtown Disney or at one of the hotels so that we can record on site for you. I think that's really fun when you guys get to hear like all the different like ambiance, park noises, whatever you want to call it, the Disneyness. So hopefully we'll be able to find some time to be able to do that for you guys.
With us to Disneyland.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys all next week after all of this has happened. It's going to be a whirlwind weekend.
It is.
And we'll have gotten back the day before we record, like the news and stuff next week. So if we sound tired next week, it's because we've had this crazy weekend. And apparently, you know, that's just what our trips are going to kind of be like during the normal like school year for me anyway. So hopefully you've enjoyed this little peek behind the curtain and can commiserate with Teresa on how infuriating it could be trying to plan something with me.
They're probably like, how do they even get themselves to the airport, let alone plan?
Well, that's a whole nother thing. So we'll talk to you guys next week.
Looks like we're coming in for a landing, gang. But please stay listening until trivia comes to a stop. And then yous can walk to the nearest exit. Thanks for listening to the 8th Wonder of the World, DL Weekly.
Welcome back to Trivia Land, where we're going to find out the answers to tonight's questions and see how Tag and Teresa did. How do you two think you did?
Not quite.
Yeah, about that.
You know, I'm
I'm very interested to learn new things.
We did scarily bad.
So, yeah. Teresa, earlier when you and I were talking about today's trivia, I said that I predicted 50%, and guess what? You got 50%.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Yes.
I don't think we got.
I mean, including the hint, but you did well. So let's hop right to it, shall we? Your first regular round question: what is the name of the annual party at Walt Disney World in Florida? Both of you promptly answering Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and the correct answer that I was looking for was Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which debuted in 1995.
Boom!
High five on that one.
And starts in August.
Yes.
Yes. Your second regular round question. 5 years after Disneyland Paris opened, they debuted their first Soirée Halloween Disney on All Hallows Eve. What is the Paris celebration called now? Tag said nothing, and Teresa said something with ghosts. The correct answer that I was looking for was Disney Halloween Festival.
I was going to laugh when he said, if he was going to say something with ghosts, and I'd be like, what?
Unfortunately, no.
Dang.
Yeah. Your third regular round question. Tokyo Disneyland opened in 1983. However, they didn't begin having a Halloween celebration until 1997. Originally entitled Disney Happy Halloween, and later shortening the name to just Disney Halloween, the celebration featured a parade and treats for kids. In 1998, a night parade was added. What was the name of this parade? Tag said Spectral Magic, and Teresa agreed that was probably it. The correct answer that I was looking for was Happy Halloween Twilight Parade.
Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity. Yep.
That was a nighttime parade similar to the, what's the one I'm blanking the name of?
The Frightfully Fun Parade?
Yeah, similar in style with that one, but, you know, with the lights and...
Oh, like the Main Street
Paint the Night?
Yeah.
Paint the Night?
Yeah, Main Street Electrical. Yeah. Yep. That style of parade with the lights and the... Yep. There's good videos out there if you want to look it up. And your fourth and final regular round question, Jeopardy style. The first Halloween celebration in Shanghai Disney took place in 2017 in this location, which one would think of as outside the parks, but within the resort. Teg said Disney Village, and Teresa said Downtown Disney. I awarded you each half a point. The correct answer that I was looking for was Disney Town, their version of Downtown Disney.
It wasn't quite a village, it was a town.
And you knew what you were going for. You knew that it was what they call Downtown Disney.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just didn't have the exact right words, so half point there. And your bonus question tonight. This is from Disney's website and from Wikipedia. The only Magic Kingdom themed park in the world to celebrate the Halloween season with frightening walkthrough attractions is at which Disney park? Both of you saying Hong Kong Disney, and the answer that I was looking for, Hong Kong Disney.
Woo, only because we were saved with a hint.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like that you gave that one to us. You're very kind.
And from the wiki, even though the attractions are full of living haunts and specters that appear around corners, Disney tradition is preserved and gory scenes are excluded.
I'm curious about this.
As I was researching Hong Kong Disney, there is not much out there. Very hard to find any information about Hong Kong Disney and Halloween. If anybody can find anything, please send me a link because there's just not much there. But what I was able to find, I couldn't find anything about the history of it. But what I was able to find about what they actually do, they get into it. I mean, it is... like frightening, it's walkthrough mansions, and I mean, it's intense from what I was able to find of like videos to watch and stuff going on. And check it out if you've never actually looked into Hong Kong Disney. It was it was interesting to look at.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. So, listeners, how did you do listening at home? How do you feel about how Tag and Teresa did? Did you learn something about Halloween at Disney around the world?
We certainly did.
If you've got some great questions that you would like to hear in future trivia sections, feel free to send those in to us at trivia@dlweekly.net.
Well, we will be back next week with more Disneyland news and information.
Until then, go out and enjoy the parks.
And thank you to our editor, Siddell.
Please remain seated until the podcast comes to a complete stop and the doors have opened. Then collect your belongings, watch your head, and step carefully from the episode. On behalf of all of our crew, thanks for traveling with us, and we hope you have a happy and memorable visit here at DL Weekly.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.